Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the weather is quite pleasant. In Tel Aviv, expect sunny skies with a gentle breeze. Jerusalem is enjoying mild temperatures and a clear day. Meanwhile, Haifa has a bit of cloud cover, but it's still a good day to be out and about. In Eilut, it's warm and sunny, perfect for beachgoers. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu visited southern Lebanon 6 hours ago. He stated that the IDF will not withdraw while Hezbollah remains a threat. Also, according to Israel Hayom Hebrew, Trump considered renewing war in Iran about 2 hours ago. The report claims he weighed returning to a total conflict. Also this hour, I-24 News shares that Netanyahu affirmed Israel's presence in southern Lebanon. He emphasized the threat posed by Hezbollah. Separately, Israel Hayom highlights a Wall Street Journal report from 2 hours ago. Trump discussed large-scale strikes on Iran with defense officials, but continues with nuclear talks. And finally, Ynet reports from 2 hours ago that Trump is contemplating a return to full-scale war with Iran. He aims to complete the job while allowing diplomatic efforts to proceed. Here's what people are saying online. Eyal Jacobi posted just 18 minutes ago, reflecting on the current geopolitical tensions. Middle East 24, posting 18 minutes ago, relayed a statement from Israel's foreign ministry. It underscores concerns about terror groups using journalistic cover for operations. Shanaka Anslem Pereira, writing 24 minutes ago, commented on Iran's potential moves in the Strait of Hormuz. He noted existing Omani controls and their financial significance. Let's go deeper, starting with the visit to southern Lebanon. The Times of Israel reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu reassured troops of Israel's commitment to security as long as Hezbollah remains active. This visit comes amid ongoing tensions with the group. For residents, this signals continued military presence in the region. Turning to the discussions around Iran, Israel Hayom and Ynet both highlight Trump's considerations of military action. According to the Wall Street Journal, he discussed options with defense officials, but has prioritized diplomatic avenues for now. This suggests a potential shift in U.S. policy that could affect regional stability. Meanwhile, Netanyahu's remarks to I-24 News about staying in southern Lebanon underline his stance against Hezbollah. This reinforces Israel's defense posture and its implications for border communities. On the economic front, first, Times of Israel Tech reports that investment in Israeli health tech startups fell 40% in 2025. Despite global market growth, geopolitical uncertainties have impacted local investments. Separately, CTech reveals an interesting trend. Israel's young women are engaging in combat fitness programs. These initiatives prepare them for elite IDF units, reflecting a shift in military recruitment practices. And finally, Globe states gasoline prices will drop sharply again by Tuesday night. This is due to falling oil prices, although the shekel's weakness has moderated the decline. This could ease transportation costs for Israelis. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.